Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV, and we are so happy today to come to you again with God's anointed, appointed women of God. And the Bible talks about, it says, a kind-hearted woman gains respect, but the rudest men give gain only wealth. And it says, a kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings trouble on himself. So, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We're so happy today to have our special guest, Prophetess Sabrina Cox, on the line with us today. Before I bring her on, I'm just going to do what we normally do, share a little bit about the woman of God, so you can see her path of where she's going, get familiarized with her spirit that God is leading her into. And I guarantee that this is going to bless you today. This is not the first time that she's been on our talk show. She did, her and her husband came on before, about a month ago, Apostle Ken Cox. And Prophet Sabrina just popped in for a minute just to greet us, and then she disappeared. So this time she's making a special appearance to come back and share with us on what God is doing in her life and how he has gifted her to help women in the ministry. So it says, Prophet Sabrina Cox is a new breed of the now generation prophet. She's a mother, grandmother, and a spiritual mother to prophets around the country. She works with her husband, Apostle Ken Cox, as the leader of Where Eagles Fly Fellowship. Where Eagles Fly Fellowship is an organization of prophets, watchmen, seers, prophetic people who are the exponent of the prophet to the nation's gift. Prophet Cox has her own personal ministry called the Daughters of Inheritance Ministry. This ministry is dedicated to enlightening and bringing respectability, confidence, and honor to women in ministry. Prophetess Cox is seen on Periscope, Facebook Live, and conducts the hourly teaching each Thursday afternoon to empower women across the world. The Daughters of Inheritance teaching are designed to uplift and empower women everywhere. The Daughters of Inheritance reach out to women quarterly with the fellowship each quarter to empower women everywhere. Prophetess Cox will be teaching the School of Prophets with her husband, Apostle Ken Cox, in the Divine Supernatural Birth of a Seer, October the 12th through the 14th in Mooresville, North Carolina. And we're going to allow her to tell more about that. But this is how you can contact her. Her email address is dopm.2011@gmail.com or call her office at 919-213-1328. But today, if you want to just tune in, you can call in to our number 657-383-1974. There's callers already that we have pending and awaiting status. But before we allow you to come in, we're going to bring the prophetess up on the line and allow her to be moved by the Spirit of God to bless you. Prophetess Sabrina Cox, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Absolutely wonderful. And so I'm so happy to bring you back on our talk show. We had you just for a second when Apostle Ken was on our lines a month ago. And you told mm-hmm. me you was going to come back, so you kept your word.
I did.
You know what? I was, yeah, you did it. I was thinking, I had a heavy, heavy thought in my mind today that I believe was the Holy Spirit talking to me. And I was saying, Lord, I said, why is it that your people don't keep their word? You know, they're teaching the word, but they're not keeping it. They're not keeping their word to what they say they're going to do. I said, what is that? What is this? What's the spirit that's happening in the body of Christ? But I cannot put you in that category because you said you're going to come back. And we did have a date reserved for you. And just like a humble woman came on today, and I am so thankful. So we're going to allow you just to take this platform today to another level and talk about what God is doing in your life.
Amen. And we thank God for the opportunity to come back to talk about the Daughters of Inheritance and to tell some of you about the School of the Prophets that we host. When I first became a minister in 1999, I had no idea how God was going to use me. I didn't know a lot about the prophetic gifting, and especially that I possessed that gift. I have been around prophets and teachers and evangelists and pastors and apostles, so I knew about fivefold ministry leadership. When I was going through some things in 1998 and 1999, I knew God had called me to the ministry. But at that time, I had some doubts in my mind as to whether or not he could use me as a female. I had heard so much about female prophets, female ministers, not truly being called mm-hmm. and moving forward before, you know, to find a place
right.
or to make a place for them in ministry. And I didn't realize that God actually called female ministers. I knew that there were some women who were ministering the gospel, who were preaching the gospel, and I heard mm-hmm. terms like, well, they preach like a man. And I knew that that wasn't my platform to preach like a man.
Right.
I'm pretty much soft-spoken, and these women were on fire for God. They were moving in the things of God. They were anomalies in their time, but I also knew that God did not discriminate. He was not a respecter of persons, so I knew that God could use a female as well as a male. But
right.
I was going through some things, and I ended up in this church, and it was amazing to me because when I was introduced, when I went up to join the church, and the pastor, who was a female, said, and she's already a minister. And I was like, well, no, I'm not. And that year, I did my initial sermon in October of 1999. And I stayed at that ministry, and I went through the classes. I went through the training to become a minister, then become an elder, and eventually an elder. During the time that I was there, God began to develop the prophetic gift in me. When I would hear from God, and I had been hearing from God, and you know how you have conversations mm-hmm. with people and God began to use you, you tell them certain things, and I didn't even think about it and wonder, well, how did I know that? Well,
yes,
people
exactly.
would come back and say, well, remember when you told me this, it came true, and most of the time I did not remember what I said. But God began to use me in the prophetic, but where I wasn't there to learn the prophetic. I was there to learn about ministry. I was there to grow in the things of God, and that's what I did. And eventually I got released from that ministry. And I went out, and God began to show me that he was moving, not just in the way that I was familiar with, but in different ways.
Okay.
He was able to move in the praise, in the worship, but also in the silence. And that brought me to a deeper understanding of who God was, and he began to sharpen the prophetic gift in me at that time. And I had some women that I was praying with every week, and God would use me and them to speak a word, and we were speaking into each other's lives, and it wasn't just what we were familiar with. It was where God was taking us and what God was instructing us to do. So I eventually met and we married, and in 2006, as elders, both of us were ordained as minor prophets. And I really began to study the prophetic. I began to understand that even in the prophetic gifting, that there would be prejudices, that there were still people who would rather hear from a male than a female when it came to what God was saying. But the conditioning in my life, in my family life, in life in general had taught me, don't pay attention to what others think about you. And I know that's your reputation, what others think about you. But I had to move in the character that God was developing in me. And eventually I began to host women in my home. And at that time the name was Daughters of Portion Ministry. And God began to give me that because when I began to study mostly about the daughters of Zelophehad, how they went to the leadership in Moses and said, we shouldn't have to suffer because we were born female when it comes to the inheritance that should come to us from our father. And I noticed how God responded to Moses and told Moses, they are absolutely correct. And they'll do their portion of what their father was to pass down to sons if he had had sons. And then I began to understand about,
Yeah, was that, with your study, was that the first time that the women spoke out in reference to their inheritance?
Daughter did also, but I know the daughters of Zelophehad were the ones that God took me to.
Okay.
To say we desire the portion of what our father would have given to sons.
Because they were being overlooked.
And Caleb's daughter asked, went to her father, even when she got married, she went to her father and asked for her portion of the land. And when we studied Hannah and Peninnah, we see that Elkanah gave them their portion to take to the house of worship. He gave Peninnah a portion and Hannah a worthy portion. And they both received from the man who was their supply. And I began to say, well, God is able to supply whatever we need, whether we think we deserve it or not, that he is the supply that we need. So that's where Daughters of Portion Ministry came from. So I had women meeting in my home once a week, and we would get together. And sometimes it would just be me and one other female. So I was able to pour into her the experience that I had and the revelation that God had given me. And it was a time of growth for the ministry.
Okay, so
and
what I'm hearing with you and when you and Apostle would go out together, although the calling was the same, would they normally just allow him to go forward and not you?
Well, it wasn't so much that, but if we were standing together to give a word from the Lord, people would automatically sometimes look to him as opposed to if God was speaking through me. And sometimes it's like they were looking to him for validation, like, is she, is what she's saying the truth?
Oh, my God.
And
okay. I got you.
So,
wow.
You know, and, you know, it takes a strong man to stand beside a woman who has a similar or the same gifting to allow her to go forth and vice versa. I could have been the kind of woman like, no, God told me. So let me tell you what God is telling me. He didn't tell him, but because we were humble in our spirit, as long as God was speaking, then we were being used by him.
Yes, right, okay. Wonderful.
We will be mentored. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
So the
it's great because mm-hmm. yes, go ahead.
The change in the name came as we began to grow. And God began to reveal to me, he said, you need to change your name to enlarge your territory.
Oh, okay.
And portion, there's a limit on a portion. But with the inheritance, you don't choose your inheritance. Whoever is giving the inheritance to you chooses that. And God says, I want to give you much more than a portion. I want to give you an inheritance.
I love it. I hear you. Okay. Okay. So I'm gonna put a little twist on it because you're married. So and you are both in the ministry together. So when you both basically are ministering, I know it doesn't matter if the women are married or single, but what you're saying, how do a woman in the marriage? Because I know that's supposed to be no division in marriage. It's supposed to be just one. So when God is giving you your inheritance, is that something he bestows on you as an individual, or is this supposed to be for both of you?
Well, an inheritance, usually there is one person named, but the other person involved may benefit.
Yes. Okay, I love it. Okay. Okay. So you're teaching women how to receive what God has for them and how to undergird the gift that God has given them and to walk in power.
Yes.
And how to refuse being right. Okay. Because the intimidation is out there when you're walking in your gift. You know, it is not just women. It's both sexes, really. And when God
is
totally has you, because he will annihilate you into an area of your life where you can be very outstanding in your gift, but you haven't become comfortable. You haven't embraced it yet. So you teach women how to embrace that gift.
Yes, how to be
That's
individual,
good.
Even in marriage, right. how to realize that God called you as an individual and what you do in ministry, what you do even in marriage should enhance the relationship between you and your spouse. And I know that there are times that it brings a division instead of a unity.
Yes.
But that so you have to still understand and know how your first alliance and allegiance and obedience is to obey what God is saying, and you ask for the wisdom given you and still be effective.
Wow, you hit something really hard there, because that's where I think when it comes to ministry where the enemy works to divide the two.
Yes.
And both parties could really just be, you know, you run into a lot of ministry and both the wife and the husband are just powerful vessels being used. And then they talk about divorce. So is that the spirit of jealousy or the spirit of division is what comes into the mix?
The
How do couples work through that?
Well, one thing that helps is to understand that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I feel like if a couple understands that, even when they find themselves in the midst of being competitive or in the midst of being divisive, that they go back to, you know what, this is just the devil's work. His job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's when you really have to understand covenant relationship, that God may have you all together for ministry's sake.
Mm-hmm.
All of us want to marry for love, marry for life, marry their best friend, you know, all the things that we hear. And then
mm-hmm.
there comes a time that you have to understand that we're together to do ministry. One can chase a
mm-hmm.
thousand, two could put 10,000 to flight. And even though you
mm-hmm.
can do it as a single male or female,
right.
God gives you help. And that help is
yes.
to, just like when he sent the two out, one pray while the other, you know, minister. Or
right,
while this
right.
one is ministering,
okay.
then that one pray. And we have to understand that we often have division in roles, man-made roles, where the wife is supposed to do this. And I understand in the home, when it comes to the marital relationships, that there are guidelines that we are to use. But when it comes to ministry, according to the Word of God, it tells us that he doesn't see gender. If we look in Galatians
mm-hmm.
3 and 26,
yeah.
it says, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So we come in on everything being equal because we are all children of God. And it says, for as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Didn't say gender here. But then the next verse
mm-hmm.
says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. So here we have opposites in the natural, but in the spirit says, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye
yeah,
be Christ's,
yeah.
then you are Abraham's seed and heirs,
mm-hmm.
there's that inheritance again, according to the
mm-hmm.
promise.
Okay. I
hear you. So, you know, we understand that, you know, there's going to be, whether couples are in ministry or not, one person in ministry, the other person
mm-hmm.
in ministry or not, there will be conflict from time to time. But you just have to step back
right.
and say, wait a minute, is this the devil? Is this me? Is this my selfishness,
mm-hmm.
me wanting to have my own way? Is this some insecurities
right.
from my past that I'm bringing into this relationship that will hinder the flow of the Spirit of God?
Okay. Gotcha. Well, hold that thought, because I understand why your bio says a new breed of the now generation of prophets. I'm going to play a commercial, and then I want you to go back into what you're talking about. So hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
This is a Queen Vanda Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Okay, those were one of the CEO, Joseph Collins. We are still in the midst of our investment at $1 a share, so you still have an opportunity to buy you some shares in the company, invest in
Punch TV Studios until October the 4th. Then that'll be the end of a dollar a share. Then we will be trading. And then whatever the trading that we decide, that's what you're going to be buying those shares at. So I would like to just present to the audience, if you're planning on coming on board on the ground floor, now is the time. But we do have callers on the line, and if you just want to listen, that's okay. But if you really wanted to come in, I do unmute you so you can have a comment and if you had a question. But we're going to come back into the interview with our prophet, Sabrina Cox. And I was enjoying what you were saying because you made a great difference. And you said there's neither male nor female. We're all the same in Christ. And that was an awesome comment that you made.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's interesting when I was preparing and I was concentrating on an inheritance, one of the points that I try to bring home to those that I'm mentoring and teaching is to walk in a place to that we are to mature. The Bible says in Samuel, when it's talking about Samuel, Hannah, when she had Samuel, it says, and the child grew. So we need to look to see if we are growing in Christ. If we're still stuck at, they won't hear me because I'm a woman. They don't listen to me when I speak because I'm a female. Then there is a level of maturity that we haven't reached in Christ. And as children, we don't receive from our parents those things that are beyond what we are able to handle. You won't give a 2-year-old a bicycle, but you may give a 3-year-old a tricycle, and then they get the small bicycle with the training wheels, and then they move up to the full-size bicycle. So we understand that as children of God, that we grow into a place of maturity to receive the inheritance that God has for us.
Yes.
Galatians 4 tells us this, and the New Living Translation, starting at the first verse, says, think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set, and that's the way it is with us before Christ came. We are like children. We are slaves to the basic scriptural principles of the world. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law so that he could adopt us as his own, his very own children. And because we are his children, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to cry out, Abba, Father. No, now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God made you his heir. And in the natural, the inheritance is passed down when someone dies. And here we are reminded that Jesus died for us, for the inheritance that is available to us while we are alive. But we must understand that we're to move into a place of maturity to receive. That's why the Bible says that, you know, if you have someone that's desiring an office, don't put a novice, don't put someone who's new in Christ, because they lack the maturity to handle the office.
Yes.
So one of the things I try to teach women is that move into a place of maturity, get healed, get delivered, get set free. Understand what areas in your life, your emotions, whatever it is that could hinder you from receiving fullness, the fullness of who God called you to be. Because if you lack character, if you have low self-esteem, if you have anger issues because of past incidents of rape and molestation and inappropriate handling or abuse of any kind, then you will bring that over into whatever gifting God has for you, whether it's being a wife, being a mother, being a grandmother, whatever it is, you will see parts of that slash through or bleed over into who God called you to be.
The ministry.
And it's a process.
Okay. So do you take your classes, your seminars, and you do workshops? Is that how you do your Daughters of Inheritance ministry?
Well, there, I do the teaching on Thursday night. And it's not, and you know, at one time I was just geared towards women when I was just doing it on the telephone line. I had a session called Just for Us, just to encourage us as women. But then God began to broaden it to include everyone, because if it's good for females, then it should be good for males if it's bringing the revelation of who God is and where he is taking us in this time and in this season. There are times that I do women's fellowships, Saturday sessions, that the women come together and we have speakers to come in to talk about. That, you know, I've done roundtable discussions called Make It or Break It. What, you know, should you stay, should you go? You know, when do you recognize the abuse for what it is? When do you recognize there's a call on your life and that's why you have a lot of conflict? To recognize that all your life you have been different and you're trying to fit in. And sometimes you try to go along, to get along, but that's not where God called you to walk. It's okay to be peculiar, as it were, and, you know, to be comfortable in who you are as an individual. And when you realize that sometimes you do things out of your character, it's because some things may be bleeding over, or that just may be how God is using you, not to be a carbon copy of someone else.
That's true. That's true. Well, woman of God, I have some callers are on the line, and would it be okay if I open up the lines and maybe they have a question for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I'm going to let the callers know that if you have a question that you want to ask Prophet Sabrina Cox, then you can open up your line. You can unmute, but if you prefer just to listen, you can just remain muted on your line. But this is something very rich that she's teaching us today and sharing with us without us even having to call her. This is made available for you. So I just unmuted, I put you on the live call, and if you have a question that you want to ask Prophetess Sabrina, feel free to do that. So the Daughters of Inheritance. Yes. And
hi,
callers, you are open to the line.
Hi. I was very touched when I was listening to Prophetess talk about being called to women. And I understand now that that's broadened. But I thought that was a very, very important thing. I want to ask Prophetess, when did you realize, because you do have a lot of patience, you do have a passion, and I just want to know, when did you realize that you had that effect, that soothing effect, that passion for working with women?
It probably started back in 1999, maybe 2000, when I had gone through some personal issues and conflict in my life, and I was able to be alone by myself to spend time with God, that he began to put me around women that were having some conflict, and I didn't realize then that, you know, they were saying, well, can I talk to you? And I was like, well, sure. And I was able to listen. And then I grew up in church, and I had heard the scriptures, but then I began to see how the word of God began to apply to their situation. And I haven't always been patient with people. I haven't always been tolerant of others' dilemma, but when you go through something yourself and God begins to show you then you realize that, you know what, you was that person months ago, years ago. So you're able to recognize in them what God had brought you through.
Mm-hmm.
And God has gifted me to understand and to sense when someone has been through some kind of abuse of any kind, even though, you know, as we go through it, we try to hide it sometimes. And God began to help me to be able to discern when there was something just underneath the surface in women. So I guess it's been early 2000s.
Amen. It's really exciting.
Does someone else have a question?
Wait a minute. And I had to learn how to know it and not say it all the time. That was more the struggle than anything else.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there another caller that wanted to ask a question also?
Yes, I have a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. My question to Prophetess Cox is, how are you able to handle, or how do you handle walking boldly in who you are in an industry like ministry that's usually male-dominated? How do you handle walking boldly and confidently in who you are?
I'm able to do that because I'm finally coming into a place of knowing who I am. And it took me almost getting angry, almost having a righteous indignation of saying, wait a minute, are you saying that I don't have anything to say? Plus the fact that I knew that God would, didn't obey God. I won't say punish, but I would have consequences of my actions if I didn't obey God. And I got to the place, like the apostles that said, I would rather obey God than obey man. And it pretty much was like, okay, do what you do, feel the way you want to feel, but I know what I have to do to please my Father, because my Father has been too good to me and has gifted me for me not to do what he has commanded me to do. The way of the transgressor is hard. And when you transgress what God is telling you to do, you begin to wonder, well, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Not that we won't have adversity and trials anyway, but if our desire is to obey God and to fulfill our purpose, it will give you a different boldness because you know that whatever you say, God is backing it up. So when you have the assurance that God is with you, then you're able to move in a boldness like you have never moved in before.
Wonderful. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
Now, Prophetess, we're running low on your time. So what I want you to do is tell us about your conference that you're having in October the 12th to the 14th. So if anybody want to come or in the area, they want to invite somebody, then we know what's going on. And then tell us more about your daughter's inheritance. You have about 4 minutes, and then I'm going to close the show.
Okay. Thank you for the opportunity. In October the 12th to the 14th, we will be hosting another School of the Prophet. And we felt the need to bring prophets and seers and watchmen and anyone who was interested in learning more about the prophetic together. And we began to teach life issues, to teach how to walk in integrity, about walking in integrity. We can't teach you how, but about walking in integrity, about the prophetic gifting, about, and a lot of them are babes in the prophetic and the apostolic, and just coming to their calling as a seer and as a watchman. One of the things that I believe is important is to give direction and instruction. Mm-hmm. So this year we'll be hosting one, and I thank God for the schools, because I remember a time that we had a room full, but then there was a time that we only had one or two students. So I thank God that, you know, we are interested in learning and given instruction. If you want to attend, there's a registration fee. The night session services are free. So it'd be Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night when we have people ministering and imparting and prophetically speaking into the lives of the visitors who are there, those who are participating. If you have any questions, call 919-695-3375 or give me a call at 919-213-1328. As far as the Daughters of Inheritance, we usually have fellowships in February and in August. Usually February is the Saturday closest to Valentine's Day. It's just seemed to be a good time to have it. And then in August, we pick a time in August to have it again. When I first started doing this, I was just having it once a year. At the time that my mentor said, no, women need to come together more than once a year. You need to consider having it twice a year. There were years I didn't have it at all. But God placed it in my heart to begin to start again. And the response has been good, has been what I would call great. And I believe that the people who come are being blessed by the speakers that we have, by the workshops, whatever it is that we're doing. I ask God, what should I do? What's my theme? What scriptures do we have? Mm-hmm. I seek him concerning that whole fellowship. And sometimes it's a little out of the box, but I believe it's effective.
Right. That's wonderful. Been such a wonderful session with you. I handled it a little bit different, and I enjoyed it because I knew you had something that you was going to deliver to the people today. And I know you said it's not only to the daughters, but I know the ministry is the Daughters of Inheritance, and men also are a part of the worldwide ministry where your Eagles Fly Fellowship. So it's been a privilege to have you come on our show today. And, of course, again, your divine supernatural birth of a seer, October the 12th to the 14th in Mobile, North Carolina.
Amen.
I know that's going to be awesome seminar. So are you going to be speaking?
I will be speaking Saturday night, but I'm part of the instruction. I'll be teaching some classes also.
Okay. Well, Lady and Human, you heard it from the woman of God. Good. And this will be on her Facebook, that if you wanted to go back over hear the information, you'll be welcome to do that. We're getting ready to close this show. I got one more minute, and I want to say thank you again, Prophetess Sabrina Cox, for coming on the Pastors for Punch TV show. And I thank our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, for allowing me to do this show on today. And all those who are hearing me, God to just send his blessings upon you, and you have a wonderful blessing.
Thank you, and all those who called in with questions. Praise God.